Browns fans, head to Dog Pound Drive, the free Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss live music, food trucks, the beer garden. Who doesn't like beer gardens? I do, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium, starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss the next Dog Pound Drive pregame before the Browns and Raiders. That starts at 1:30 p.m. on the south side of First Energy Stadium with music from Angry Young Men and EV. Hopefully the Raiders will be a bunch of angry young, or in this case, angry older men.
That's right.
When they return from First Energy Stadium after the Browns beat them. As Sashi Brown and Ray Farmer walk down the aisle looking good, styling and profiling here at the Berea headquarters of the Cleveland Football Browns. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850. Joining us on the line right now will be our first caller of the day. We've got Sam in Maple Heights. Sam, welcome to CBD.
Guys, how you doing today?
Doing well, man.
Good, good. My whole thing with this Johnny Manziel thing is, in my opinion, this is the best team that we've had since we've been back as far as the offensive line and the running game goes.
Yep.
And the thing I've learned watching the NFL over the years is that the best way to protect the rookie quarterback is with the run game and a strong offensive line.
Of course.
I think if the Browns really, really, you invested a first-round pick on the kid, obviously that's your future. I just really think that they need to sit down and really evaluate this, because I honestly think that Johnny Manziel needs a chance. And I think they messed up last week. I think he should have won in last week and then put him through these three games. I mean, supposedly, you know, anything happens on Sunday, but still, these were three weak teams, and gives Johnny Manziel a chance to showcase his skills, man. I think the offense needs a spark. Brian Hoyer going 8-for-22 and 8-for-30, that's not going to cut it in the NFL. And Johnny Manziel he's got the tools, man, and we just need to get him in there.
So you're wanting to switch right now?
I would love a switch right now. I mean, Brian Hoyer, in my opinion, he's just, I mean, I love the kid from Cleveland. God bless him, you know, but he's just average, man. He's just a really good backup, in my opinion.
Now, I agree and I disagree, and I'll say this. I agree in the fact that we need a spark offensively. We needed a spark offensively in Jacksonville, and I think if we can manufacture a spark with Johnny Manziel, that is what I talked about yesterday as not just a Johnny Manziel package, but a Johnny Manziel series of plays that Johnny can come in and execute the way a starting quarterback in the National Football League, or the expectation of what Johnny would be as a full-time starter, that he can execute and manufacture that spark and yards and or a first down for us. I disagree with him in the point that he said about having him for this series of games, because at that point, from my perspective, and I would think from an inside the locker room perspective, it is a give up at this point on the season because of the fact that Johnny Manziel is a big question mark in my eyes.
The only way that it wouldn't be a big give up on the season, right, is if you were in practice and you saw him running the scout team and you're like, dude, this guy can play. Like, apparently in New England, Tom Brady was dominant on the scout team, and that's one of the reasons Belichick was so comfortable with him, and everybody knew, okay, there's no question this guy can play.
Correct. Absolutely. If it was a foregone conclusion that he's going to come in and perform, and I can't say, and I think a lot of the reason why we don't see a bigger sample size of Johnny Manziel is because we've gotten so little bit. We've got flashes of expectations of what he can do in the NFL, and I think a lot of people are still, you know, hanging on his production as a college football player.
That's all they know right now.
It's all they know right now. And so to give you to three winnable games to a question mark in my eyes is a give up tactic in the minds of the locker room and outside looking at it. Makes a lot of fans happy, you know, seeing Johnny Manziel. But what if now, what are people going to be saying if the team goes 0-3 and he underperforms against three, you know, should win football games? At that point, are we second guessing on why we use the first round pick, or are we still into the Johnny Manziel hype?
It's a good question, and I'll go back to something I said last week about the Brian Hoyer contract thing. It's a non-story. This is a non-story as well. Brian Hoyer is the starter of the Cleveland Browns. He's 6-3 as a starter of the Browns. He is the guy, and he's the guy right now for the foreseeable future, and that's just how it is. That's how it is. So get on board with it. I think he has done nothing to lose his job in any way, shape, or form, and I think that he's going to bounce back with a strong performance. I know how much it means to him to do that. He will be prepared. I know that Sunday can't get here fast enough for Brian Hoyer, so I'm very, very confident he'll get the job done. And to me, that's a non-story thus far. Let's go now to Manny in Cleveland. Manny, welcome to the show.
How you guys? How you fellas doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi. I just want to just put this out there for the Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel. Brian Hoyer is throwing to the smallest probably receiving core in the NFL.
That's right. The very small catch radius.
A very small catch radius. Now you want to take Johnny Manziel, who is 3 inches shorter than Hoyer.
Probably five.
He can't read a defense. So you want to take a midget and make him throw to other midgets. The average height of an NFL linebacker is 6'2". The defensive line is 6'3". The average height of a safety and quarterback is 5'10", 5'11". What Hoyer is doing is incredible, given that he is throwing to a smaller target.
And that's one of the things we talked about. When you're throwing to receivers like that, that's why you're – that's why your accuracy needs to be at a premium, and sometimes it hasn't been, and that's why we've seen passes that maybe to bigger receivers would be caught have been dropped here with the Cleveland Browns. I think Hoyer's doing fine, and again, to me, non-story. I'm not concerned with him at all. I think that you're going to see a solid performance from Brian Hoyer. He's going to bounce back, and hopefully, you know, next week the Browns will have won, and we won't be talking about this. Did anybody want Brian Hoyer, you know, to be switched after the game from Pittsburgh? Of course not. So I think it's a little premature. That's all. Doug in Ashland, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
I got questions for you guys. I'm a Browns fan, of course, and not a sports expert. Love to see it when Manziel gets a chance to play. But what I do have some experience in is leadership, and there's some things that have come from Ryan that concern me, and I'd like to know if they concern you guys. It's like the pressure in training camp causing his bad, you know, his rough performance, and then the contract negotiations, and then the Jacksonville line was intimidating, and then saying that he's not doing this again. There's no team that's going to open him open arms, and we just can't wait to get you on our club. And I think if I was a teammate, some of that would rub me the wrong way. That's all I've got. I'd like to hear what you guys think.
No, I think that there's certainly something about that and the pressure. And I think that the contract situation seemed to provide a little bit of a distraction last week. Whether that's real or not, the play would indicate that it did. And you could see some of that in training camp, because Brian Hoyer became a new guy once they said, okay, you've won the quarterback competition. So I'm hoping that, you know, this is a situation where he bounces back. But when you did look at the numbers against Jacksonville, pressure affected Brian Hoyer massively. And he was under pressure on 14 dropbacks. On those 14 dropbacks against the Jacksonville Jaguars, he was just 2 of 11 for 14 yards with one interception. He had a quarterback rating of 1.7 while under pressure last week. That's not going to get the job done.
No, it's not. And again, we're repeating it, you know, at this point when we have callers bring up this topic is – we are going to see a very similar concept from the Oakland Raiders. Whether they can replicate what the Jaguars did. And a lot of the reason why the Jaguars had success is because of their personnel. The Oakland Raiders do not have the personnel or the dominance up front that the Jacksonville Jaguars do, which will lead us to believe that there'll be less pressure, which allows Brian Hoyer the opportunity to make more accurate throws.
Agreed. All right. Bostonian, what's going on?
And we're going to turn this into that Ty Detmer. He had two bad games, and then they put Jim Couch in there, and he ruined his career. He got killed. Remember that?
I do remember that. That's why I'm not advocating any kind of a switch, Bostonian.
If you put Manziel in, you're going to be sorry. This guy's going to be another Ryan Leaf. I've seen him play already a few things here and there. Doug Flutie was much better than him in college. He won the Heisman Trophy. And what makes you think this kid's going to be outstanding? Because you drafted him number one? I don't think so. You know why Hoyer was having trouble?
Why?
Because of the center. All right, when Paul Brown got fired from the Cleveland Browns.
And started the Bengals, the first thing he did was draft a center. You told us this yesterday. I know Bostonian.
Oh, I told you yesterday.
You did.
And the center is a very important
absolutely
part of the team.
Yeah, we had the best in the league. We had the best in the league, and it certainly hurt. Right. Again, if you guys want to call and get into this Johnny Hoyer stuff, that's fine. I mean, we're not going to stop you, but I believe Brian Hoyer is and should be the starting quarterback of the Browns. He had one bad game, and I want to see how he bounces back this week against the Raiders. Listen, the Raiders aren't going to get pressure on him like the Jags did. The offensive line's going to have a much better game. You can run the football on the Raiders. They have the third worst run defense in the NFL. They give up more yards rushing to just running backs than any team in the NFL. They only have 6 sacks on the season, second fewest in the league. So this isn't a dominant front. Last week, the Browns had a team that stylistically, and as my friend Akia says, styles make the fights. Stylistically, the Jags were built to stop what we want to do on offense, and they did it.
They definitely do, and because, I'll say this, there was a smoke screen in a lot of our eyes, especially from a fan's perspective, because you look at an 0-6 Jacksonville Jaguar team with a rookie quarterback who's throwing the ball to the other team and sacked an awful lot as well. But what we didn't know was, and as reading into what Coach Mike Pettine's comments about how they truly felt about this team and the fear that this team had going to Jacksonville to play this front of, were we prepared? Are we able to stop them? And we could honestly see, you know, on Sunday, they gave us trouble and they lived up to the hype that was happening, you know, within the locker room and within the coaches' minds.
Absolutely. The coaches saw it. They were prepared for it, and unfortunately the Browns failed to execute it a couple critical moments offensively that would have given them enough points and enough momentum to win that game, and I think win that game handily, and ultimately they came up on the short end of the stick. Let's go to Dave in Canton now. Dave, welcome to CBD.
I tell you what, it sounds like a bunch of women. Everybody's ready to throw the Browns under the bus, and we lost.
The highs are high in the NFL, and the lows are low.
We got our butt kicked every way, coaching, everything. Let's go out and play again this week, and let's see where we go. Brian Hoyer is the man. Johnny's not going to be it, period. I get so sick of listening to all these analytic leadership people.
Amen, brother. I'm with you, man.
Let's go play football. We got a bad game. If you ever played the sport, you know it happens.
It does happen. Yes, you're right. It is right. It's premature, and Brian Hoyer will start for the Browns, as he should, on Sunday. Now, when we come back, we're going to dip into the mailbag. It's last chance to tweet us using the hashtag mailbag. Tweet at Browns_daily. Tweet at Nathan Zagura. Use the hashtag mailbag. We'll dip into those. I've gotten a lot of tweets on mine, and I know Matt has as well. So we'll get into those tweets. We'll answer some of those, and Matt and I will tell you how we're going to attack the Oakland Raiders. If we're Kyle Shanahan, what are we doing? The answer might surprise you. Probably won't, though. We'll be back with that on CBD.